moments in our life when we are glorious, when we are fantastic, when we are fantastically glorious, when we are illuminated. Our illumination pays off in feeling fantastic. I took my test, and it was a piece of cake, and I was glorious. How many times have you said that when you took a test, and you saw that test was a piece of cake, and you were glorious in doing it because you knew the answers. You knew what the test was all about, and you were just so harmonious with yourself. You thought, good. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a piece of cake. How easy it is. And even a test that's a piece of cake, even a test that's very easy, is not easy for someone who mentally has bound themselves up and said, oh dear, I don't know if I can do it. Oh dear, I'm sure they'll ask me questions that I don't know. Oh, how can I do this? And the frustration, worry, and anxiety just cut you off from the free flow of all the answers that are a piece of cake to know. All the answers that you know so perfectly that it's not new to you, but it's perfect. Every one of us takes tests like that. And we all take tests, and we all have frustration that enters in for just a moment, but we get rid of it very quickly. Because we want that free flow of information in our brain to be available to us for our test, for our action, whatever we may do in our test. And we want to do it perfectly and beautifully and wonderfully. We want the instructor to look at us and say, my goodness, you're good. You are really one with this information of this test. You are really a fantastic person. Oh, it's fun to give a test to you because you just go into that test as though you know all the answers. And you do. And you do. You're wonderful. And that person is ourself who is giving us that sort of a response. Just as the instructor can appreciate a good student who has learned the lessons and prepared themselves well for the testing time, so a student prepares himself for the testing time and does a good job. And so we all do. We all have a testing time in our life, a testing time when we have problems that confront us, a testing time when we have things that must be done, information that must be met, money that must be paid, health that must be enjoyed. Ho-ho! You see, anxiety, tension, and worry keep us from having good health, keep us from having success in doing all the things in our business, in our life, in our world. And that same tension, anxiety, and panic, keeps us from being independently wealthy. For independently wealthy people are not panicky people. They are not people who worry about things and think how terrible life is going to be. They just flow with it. And they know it is all in divine order. And they say it's a piece of cake. They just love it. Their test is a little example for them to be glorious. I know some young people who play tennis. And one young lady gets on the tennis court, and as she got on the tennis court, she was a tiger. Oh, she scared the pants off of everybody. And they lost, and she won. And they lost, and she won. But she had no fun playing the game because she wasn't using her talent. She was using her fearfulness as a tennis player rather than her genius as a tennis player. And so she made a big switch. She began to play the game of tennis to delight in playing the game, to delight in being it. And all of a sudden, the genius in her, the skill of being a magnificent tennis player, was demonstrated by her every stroke, by her every cut at the ball. And she was a master. And she still won. And she still won virtually every game. And she probably could have won every game if she had not thought about how the other person feels and how they like to win once in a while too. And if they don't win, they don't like to play with you. This is all part of the game of life. We all have the ability within us to have life be a piece of cake, have life be a joy, have life be simple. But we don't always have to win to have life be simple. We know we can win. We know we can win every chance we have. But we also know that we like others to play with us, and we like others to enjoy the game of life, because it is a game. And they won't enjoy the game of life with us as our bestest friends if we always win. If we are always putting them down, if we are always shining forth so superiorly to them. Losing is an art. Winning is an art. Playing the game is an art. The genius is to like yourself so that everything is a piece of cake, even when the other person wins, even when you lose. This is such an art. It's such a wonderful art. But the thing is, you take tests every day, whether it's on the tennis court, whether it's on the examination paper, or wherever it may be. And if you come out of that test that you feel it was a piece of cake, and you did everything that showed your genius, your skill, your magnificence, then everything you do is going to be fantastic and glorious. Everything you do is going to be wonderful and uplifting and upholding to you as the master player. Being a genius doesn't come from wishful thinking. It comes from knowing inside of you that you are a genius, that you have the ability, that you have the talent, that you have the amazing awareness that everything you do is beautiful and good. It's your choice. Now, what do you want to do with your choice? How do you want to act with your choice? How do you want to play your choice in your life? Do you want your choice to be what you are, or do you want your choice to be what someone else is? Just remember, as long as you give your best, as long as you play with the genius skill within you, then you have had the purpose of the game. The game was to be yourself and have fun. The game was to delight in the game. And when you're playing a game with someone who's just beginning, a child, for instance, you don't try to win over them. You let them win. You show them how to play the game and be competent, capable, genius people in doing it. You can do that. Everyone does that. Are you willing to do that? Must you always play the game to win? Or must you play the game to enjoy it? To show your skill, to demonstrate your skill, to have fun. And if you win, fine and dandy. And if you don't, fine and dandy. It's all a matter of liking yourself. Be illuminated in anything you do. Be aware in anything that you do that you are fantastic, and you are fantastic now. Because that's what it's all about. And that's all it's all about. Have a lovely day of being a genius in everything that you do.